This is Passport to Texas. In Texas, Arundo donax covers 500,000 acres of land, and it's a pest. It's a non-native cane that doesn't provide food or quality habitat for wildlife, but outcompetes native plants that do. Plus, it disturbs aquatic ecosystems along riparian areas where it grows. Parks and Wildlife works with landowners in affected areas to manage the species.
These are private waters, and the landowners are able to come in and tell us what problems they're seeing with the Arundo, how it's affecting them. They're out there to monitor over time, let us know when they see native plants coming back or if they see any resprouting popping up.
Monica McGarity with Texas Parks and Wildlife says strategies used to manage the pest include pulling up young plants, especially in creeks, using EPA-approved herbicides to kill mature plants and repopulate with native vegetation. It's worked in the Nueces River Basin.
So we've been working in the Nueces River Basin with the Nueces River Authority for a number of years to manage Arundo, and it's been rather effective. There's a huge partnership that includes landowners and a variety of techniques to manage the Arundo and to replant some native plants. And now we're able to expand this into the Pinellas Basin and into the Blanco River as well.
Monica McGarity returns to talk about Arundo management efforts in the Hill Country tomorrow. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.